HarperCollins presents My Darling by Amanda Robson. Read by Laura Costello and Matt Addis. 1. Emma. After my last relationship, I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Until I began to use Tinder. Until I found you, Alistair, and swiped right. It's hard to find the perfect man. Men can be so controlling at times. 2. Jade. We move into our new house, Fairlawns, a large Victorian detached, near the river in Henley-on-Thames. Top-end comfort, top-end price. Arriving in our Porsche, just as the removal men are entering the house, with our walnut dining table. I look up and see a man and a woman standing at the side window of the house next door, staring down at us. The woman is seriously tarty, long blonde hair, bleached, not natural, smelling of Botox, not wearing very much clothing. Her short housecoat does not leave much to the imagination. Very much your sort of thing, Thomas. Not a woman, but a stereotype. As I watch her looking down on us, I determine you will not get away with it again. Don't even try it, I tell you with my eyes.
3. Alistair. Spill the beans? What are they like? Save me from getting out of bed, you say.
The man is a serious looker, like Jason Donovan in his prime, with darker hair and darker eyes.
I look forward to meeting him then.
Watch it, Emma. You know I can't cope when you admire other men, I joke.
And is there a woman?
Yes. Big boned, neat featured. I pause and continue staring out of the window. 4 removal men. Furniture coming out now. Expensive furniture.
How do you know it's expensive? Can you see the price tag?
My stomach tightens because money is an issue between us. Dentists earn far more than forensic scientists, especially dentists who've inherited a lot of money. Top career, expanding your dental practice to inject Botox and facial fillers, it all adds up. Whereas I'm always struggling. A child and a difficult ex-wife to support means any unexpected extra expense is a mountain to climb.
A walnut dressing table. Brown furniture isn't as expensive as it used to be.
It's still expensive to me. I pause. Okay, then, what about this? A fancy sofa, candelabra, a racing bike. I press my face against the window. A large box marked silver.
You sound as if you've got the binoculars out,
you say, slipping out of bed, pulling your silk dressing gown across your naked shoulders and coming to join me. Your cat Casper yowls from the bed. He doesn't like it when you leave him. He follows you everywhere. Sure enough, seconds later, this special animal, who looks like a cross between a baby polar bear and a tiger, stripy face and tail, fur like white candy floss, leaps off the bed to join you, rubbing his head and body against your ankles. Smiling, you lean down to stroke him. You dote on him. I know he's some unusual pedigree breed that you insist on not allowing out, but don't you think that keeping a cat inside is a little cruel, however highly strong and dependent he is? You put your hand in mine. I pull you towards me and kiss you. You taste silky, like strawberries and cream. My erection stirs and I want you again, even though I know you're too good for me. Every time I have you, I want you again.
4. Jade. I walk around our new home. Almost everything is in place after the move. I set out towards the stereotype's house to invite her
Sample complete. Ready to continue?